Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
Internet is about to become a lot less affordable for more than 20 million households. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Back in December of 2020, the depths of the pandemic, when so many Americans were working, learning, and completing basically all their daily tasks online, the Federal Communications Commission launched an emergency program to help low-income residents connect to high-speed internet with a $50 a month subsidy. That was extended with the Affordable Connectivity Program, which has provided $30 a month for internet service. 23 million households currently get the subsidy, but won't for much longer. Plans to renew funding for the ACP have stalled in Congress and are expected to run out by the end of the month. Kelsey Griffiths is a reporter at Tech Brew who's been covering the ACP and the people who rely on it.
The Affordable Connectivity Program sort of came of age during a time when we were having this national wake-up call about how important the internet was to our daily lives. I think when a lot of us were forced into our homes and forced to spend a lot of time there, away from our offices and maybe the places that we typically would have been connected, a lot of people realized that they didn't have the bandwidth, they didn't have the level of service that they needed to continue their daily lives. So for many people, this has allowed them to have internet access at home for the first time. And I think that's really important because we can't do everything that we need to do on our cell phones. You know, we can do a lot, but it's really hard to file a school paper. It's really hard to do homework. It's really hard to complete tasks. It's really hard to apply for jobs sometimes if you're doing this all on a small screen. So the ACP became one of the first programs, possibly the first program, to get this many Americans connected to a higher tier of service and with enough money available so that they could actually have home internet of the caliber needed to carry on all of those daily activities.
Now, among the people that you spoke to for this story who have benefited from this program was Dorothy Burrell. She's a Kansas City resident. She's a lupus patient. And you write that she couldn't afford home internet until she enrolled in the ACP 2 years ago. She's one of those folks who did not have home internet before. And she told you a bit about how she's been able to use the internet since then. Let's listen to what she said.
It's very important because it gets to the point sometimes when I have a flare, I can't really get out the bed. And when I call my doctor, they'll be like, well, we're going to do a virtual appointment with you. And if I'm feeling depressed or anything, I can reach out to Essential Families. They can get me connected to telehealth or mental health specialists, anything like that that is needed.
What else did you hear from Dorothy and the other people you interviewed about how they were using this program?
So obviously we know that having home internet access opens all kinds of doors for connecting with doctors, connecting with mental health specialists, like Dorothy told me. But it also opens up avenues for searching for jobs. That's actually one thing that Dorothy was also using her internet connection for. She was looking for work that she could complete remotely. And she actually told me in a follow-up interview that she had found work as a digital navigator for the Affordable Connectivity Program and other digital access programs in her area. So she was going to become a peer guide in helping other people gain that access that she has found so valuable.
So there has actually been bipartisan interest in renewing this program, but what has gone wrong?
Yeah, so, you know, I think there has been this bipartisan recognition that internet access is so vital, and it's not just a Democrat or Republican issue. When you look at the demographics, a lot of these Republican districts are very rural, and they're the ones who really need that support. Those residents really need that support the most. So I think right now there's a bill that would renew this program through the end of the year, but so far it hasn't gotten a House floor vote that would actually get it closer to becoming a law. So there's a petition out right now that would force the House Speaker to bring that up for a vote. But again, we don't really know where that's going. There are also some other longer-term efforts to sort of fold the funding for this program into other mechanisms. But that takes a lot of diplomacy and a lot of politics to make that happen. So it seems like, at least in the near term, there's not really a solution that's going to continue this program through the end of the year.
We'll be right back.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. We're back with Kelsey Griffiths, reporter at Tech Brew. We are now a week into May. The program is set to run dry at the end of this month, unless there's some sort of last-minute funding approval from Congress. What happens now for the people who use this program?
I've heard that people don't really know what to expect. People don't know what's happening with their benefit. Some people are losing connectivity and maybe didn't realize that was going to happen to them. So it's very jarring from the customer side. Even if these customers should have or did receive notice previously. So right now, the customers have access to a downgraded benefit, and it is $14 a month. So they likely are paying more than their subsidized plan would have paid a month ago. And then next month, the program will have fully run out of funding, and people will be paying the full amount for their service. And that's important to note because the FCC conducted a survey in December, and they found that 77% of respondents reported that they would not be able to continue receiving internet access if they lose access to the ACP. So that means people would either have to downgrade their plan or they would have to cancel their service altogether.
And what about Dorothy Burrell in Kansas City? Did she tell you what she would do if she lost this subsidy?
She told me, quite frankly, that she would be depressed if she lost her internet access. Luckily, because Dorothy found a job and she has work through this connectivity organization, she will be able to continue paying her internet bill if the ACP goes away, but millions of Americans will not be so lucky.
Are there other programs that could help bridge the gap if the ACP goes away? For instance, last summer, President Biden announced more than $40 billion in funding for broadband programs. Could that help people who are losing their ACP subsidy?
You know, that's a really interesting question. So the $42 billion that was announced for high-speed broadband funding very notably goes to the infrastructure side. So that is to help internet service providers make a business case for serving these areas that maybe are very expensive to build service out to otherwise. So the $42 billion was supposed to go hand in hand with an affordable connectivity initiative like the ACP. So I think it's really a big piece of this conversation that sometimes gets lost in the mix, is that this high-speed internet infrastructure grant only works if people can also afford to buy the service once it's been built out to them.
That was Kelsey Griffiths at TechBrew. We'll have links to Kelsey's full reporting on the ACP and the wrangling over the future of the program. It's at our website, marketplacetech.org. She told us there is another program that's sort of adjacent to the ACP, which could provide some assistance to low-income people to get connected to the internet, and that's the federal Lifeline Program, also known as ObamaPhone. It's not funded by congressional action, but rather by a surcharge tacked onto telecom services. It provides those who qualify with free mobile phones with limited voice, text, and data plans. But as Kelsey pointed out, mobile phones aren't always a great replacement for home internet when it comes to complex processes that are increasingly moving online, like doing schoolwork, applying for a job, or applying for social safety net programs. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.